Do you really need that straw in your drink? Well, it turns out some people do, which is why the hugely successful video that launched the Sydney Doesn't Suck campaign could make the people who rely on straws too embarrassed to ask for one when they're at a bar.
So the point of the whole campaign was in no way to vilify or make anybody feel uncomfortable.
That was Jess Miller. She's a City of Sydney councillor and the mastermind behind the Sydney Doesn't Suck campaign. She says their aim is to reduce Sydney's excessive waste behaviour.
Over the course of the year at the Opera Bar was resulting in 1.2 million straws being used each year.
While the campaign has prompted a lot of big venues, like Opera Bar, to ditch plastic straws, Miss Miller assures me that these venues would never actually shame someone for asking for one.
And all of the venues that we work with, their whole industry and their whole businesses is around being hospitable. So of course they are aware of inclusion and people with disabilities, and of course they're not going to make anyone feel bad for asking about a straw if they need one for whatever reason. That just goes without saying.
I spoke to Elle Gibbs from People with Disability Australia to find out how the rise of the plastic straw ban is affecting people with disabilities.
Basically, they're taking one look at those plastic straw bans and seeing it as basically a no-entry sign for people with disability. So in the same way that venues don't put, you know, may not put ramps in or have an accessible toilet, it's yet another barrier that just puts up to people with disability to just say, yep, you're not welcome here. And that's not good enough.
For some, plastic is often the only material that works. Miss Gibbs tells me that paper breaks down in hot drinks and metal is hazardous and difficult to clean.
We certainly had people with disability who use plastic straws and need them to have a drink in public. They have said that they now know that there are venues that they just simply won't go to. It's the same as venues not having an accessible toilet, not having a ramp, not having lifts, that kind of stuff.
Miss Gibbs says that most environmental campaigns come at the expense of people with disability.
One campaign that often happens is campaigns against prepackaged vegetables or fruits that are cut up or pre-prepared. These are really important for people with disability. They're something that I find really important and mean that I can have fresh fruit and vegetables when my alternative is to not have them at all, or to only have frozen things.
Miss Gibbs hopes that society will involve more people with disabilities in the environmental conversation.
Include us, is what I would say, and ask for our expertise on how you adapt things and how you do things differently, because people with disability are pretty good at that.
Throughout the Sydney Doesn't Suck campaign, the City of Sydney has worked closely with another campaign called The Last Straw. Its founder, Eva McKinley, chats to us about the evolution of her campaign to reduce the use of plastic straws.
The problem is people that don't need to use straws using them. So that's what we're trying to change the culture of, instead of banning them so they don't exist.
The Last Straw promotes an on-request policy that encourages member venues to keep straws on hand for people that may need them. I asked Miss McKinley if this policy was part of the campaign from the beginning.
You know, it wasn't something that was in my mind when the campaign sort of started.
Miss McKinley says as the campaign ballooned, she received expressions of concern from disability advocacy groups saying,
you know, this is an environmental problem, but it's also an access problem.
Learning about the exclusion of the plastic straw ban prompted Miss McKinley to create the on-request policy.
I didn't realise how damaging the talks of banning plastic straws actually were to certain parts of the community.
At the moment, The Last Straw accepts around 30 to 50 venues a week, pledging to reduce the distribution of this single-use plastic.
The materials that we send to businesses have always said, if you need a straw, ask for one at the counter or at the bar.
However, she is aware that some bars are getting rid of straws completely or switching to materials that are unfriendly to people with disabilities.
That's the problem, is that, you know, I can send out resources recommending that people keep straws in hand, but at the end of the day, like, I have no control over what businesses actually choose to do, what replacement they choose to take. The unfortunate thing about the fervour of the straw sort of phenomenon that's happened over the last year is that people are wanting to make a change, which is amazing, but not necessarily thinking that what they're changing to might create a different set of problems.
Eva McKinley, the founder of The Last Straw, ending that report.